Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hot 105, we're going to talk about unraveling the collateral consequences of incarceration. Those that are getting out of jail, those are going to jail, locked up, locked out. And with us this morning from Hope City Center, Teresa Osgood. Good morning. Welcome to Hot 105. How are you today?
Good morning, Rodney. Thank you for having us.
Also with us from the probation station, Mona Lisa Weber. Welcome back to Hot 105. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
And from the organization Spring Forward, we have Kevin Springs. How are you today?
I'm well, Rodney. Thank you. How are you?
Quite well. And Ms. Osgood, tell us about your organization.
Hope City Center is a statewide program for women, reaching women coming back to South Florida from prison. We actually have a pre-release and post-release program. Our pre-release program prepares them 6 months to 1 year to 16 months to before coming out of prison. We target women all over the state of Florida coming back to Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County by giving them workshops, educating them, giving them skills, cognitive behavior workshop, garner an exit strategy once they come out.
And Mr. Spring, I think you deal with the men being released from prison and jail. Tell us about Spring Forward.
Founder and president of Spring Forward, which is a reentry organization. I don't like to use the word reentry, but that's the hot buzzword right now. But what we actually do is we help people who are formerly convicted, formerly incarcerated in Miami-Dade County. We help them with transportation and a number of other direct services such as mentorship, whatever they need to reintegrate into Miami-Dade County after being either convicted or incarcerated.
All three of your organizations has an event called Locked Up and Locked Out. And we can't ignore this segment of our society. What's going to happen on Thursday?
Yes, I'm Mona Lisa Weber with Probation Station. What we're doing is we are educating the community on the criminal justice system. So this particular event, we have a film screening and social change panel discussion is designed to foster conversations that lead to actionable changes in policies, procedures, and practices for the criminal justice system.
This event is going to take place at what location?
The Center for Social Change, 2103 Coral Way, second floor, Miami, Florida, 33145.
And who should attend? General society or family members that have those that are incarcerated that are coming home, various probation and correctional facilities, law enforcement?
All segments of our communities join us for this. It's important that the community is behind all of our efforts because without the community, we can't really secure safe, affordable housing or long-term employment. So we have to have all segments of law enforcement, business, civic. We just need all aspects of the community to be behind us.
And for your meeting this Thursday at the Center for Social Change at 2103 Coral Way in Miami this Thursday, what's the contact number?
786-563-3311. That's 786-563-3311.
And you also have another contact number.
305-987-2344. 305-987-2344.
And is this information available on the website?
Yes, it is.
At www.hopecitycenter.org.
And this event is a ticketed event, Locked Up, Lockout, Unraveling the Collateral Consequence of Incarceration. What's the cost?
Tickets are $25. They can be purchased at Eventbrite, lockedup.eventbrite.com.
You're going to have a number of panelists to discuss some of the issues happening on Thursday night. And who are some of your panelists?
Myself, Kevin E. Springs from Spring Forward. There will be Mona Lisa Weber from Probation Station. Miguel Zaldivar from MZ Solutions, Paulette Pfeiffer from Silent Victims of Crime, Randall Hill, and also we will have David Richardson.
Again, helping those that are transitioning from prison back to society. Is this primarily female or male or both?
We assist different segment. I assist women, Mr. Springs assists men, and Mona Lisa, the juvenile.
Much success on Thursday at your forum and fundraiser, Locked Up, Locked Out, Unraveling the Collateral Consequences of Incarceration from the Hope City Center, Teresa Osgood from Spring Forward, Kevin Springs, and from the Probation Station, Mona Lisa Weber. Much success. Thank you all.
Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.